This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Now the country's on fire. It's a communist takeover by Barack Obama and his communist friends. Who wrote the song? What's the country song of All My Friends? All My Rowdy Friends? Wasn't that the guy they used on the cover of Monday Night Football? Hank Williams. Hank Williams Jr. on the cover of Monday Night Football. Let's change it. We'll take that song, use the music, and we'll add, we'll change the lyrics. Barack Obama and all my rowdy communist friends are taking over the United States of America. How bad are things? How bad are things in the United States? Well, the illegal aliens are panhandling. That's how bad it is. Migrants resort to panhandling as catch and release overwhelms West Texas border shelters. Recently released migrants in the Del Rio Border Patrol sector of Texas were spotted panhandling for extra funds to reach their intended destinations in the U.S. So now, this low-life, loser piece of garbage, O'Biden, which is kind of a two-headed monster, Obama and Biden, they release them immediately. The minute they come in, they release them into our beautiful country. These filthy, diseased criminals who want to murder and rape and drive drunk and kill your little children. And the pedophiles among them. And the welfare addicts among them. And the drug dealing and the drug trafficking and the human trafficking. These are the most horrible people on earth entering our nation. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They're emptying the prisons in Central America and in Mexico to let them in. They're emptying the prisons all over the world. You don't think they're emptying the prisons in China and Russia, everywhere, and saying, here's a ticket. Here's a plane ticket. Fly to Mexico and then walk across the border and invade America because they'll pay all your bills. We don't have to pay for you anymore. Who wants to pay $50,000 a year while you rot in prison? Let America pay the bill. You know what's going on. It's an invasion, a full-scale invasion. Newsleak Tuesday, the sector is now releasing migrants without notices to appear for any removal proceedings or formal court dates in order to alleviate severe overcrowding. A Border Patrol union official speaking on conditions of anonymity provided photos of a convenience store where migrants are released and congregate as they determine how to reach their intended inland destinations. Can you imagine what's going on in our country right now? And some of the migrants are resorting to panhandling the store's customers. Wow. The union official blames the NTA policy shift. The policy known as prosecutor discretion will speed the release of migrants by not issuing NTAs for removal proceedings. Due to severe overcrowding, Border Patrol agents are now being required to perform mandatory overtime strictly to hasten the release process. So they're paying them overtime so that they can stamp release, release, release. Our country is a joke. Our country is under attack by the President of the United States. I called Obama at one point a terrorist, a domestic terrorist, and Biden's a domestic terrorist. And the domestic terrorists are scared to death of white men like me, that we're not going to put up with this, with you destroying our nation and filling it with riffraff. So there's an attack on white men to call us domestic terrorists. This is right out of Saul Alinsky's playbook. Whatever you see in yourself, name the other guy. Guy.
So they're the terrorists, so they blame us. Glenn Greenwald, which is a, you know, a famous British author and British journalist, liberal, even he sees what's going on. He's kind of, he reminds me of Bill Maher, you know, on HBO, Real Time, Bill Maher. Bill Maher's not that bad. He's kind of liberal sometimes, and he hates Trump, you know, with Trump derangement syndrome. He's nuts with a hatred for Trump. And yet he's seeing the light and becoming a lot more conservative on certain issues. And same thing with Glenn Greenwald. He sees bad is bad. It doesn't matter if a Democrat or a Republican or a liberal or conservative is doing the bad. Bad is bad. And he sees liberals are bad. Greenwald says the Democrats' new war on domestic white terror has begun. The Department of Homeland Security on Friday issued a new warning bulletin alerting Americans domestic terrorists may well use violence on the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre. This was the fourth bulletin issued this year by Homeland Security warning of the same danger, and thus far, none of the fears it's tried to instill into the American population has materialized. As my buddy, as my Jewish liberal buddy in New York, texted to me yesterday, I don't get it. All there is on the news is black-on-black crime, black-on-white crime, black-on-Asian crime, black-on-everything crime. If there are Martians, it's black-on-Martian crime. He says, where's the white supremacy? There is no white supremacy. Anyone with a brain, even a Jewish liberal from L.A., and I'm Jewish, my friends are Jewish liberals, I get it. Even the people who are blind, deaf, and dumb are waking up and seeing the truth. There is no white supremacy. There is no danger from white supremacy. There's 12 of them in America. Go arrest them. If you're white and you're thinking of bombing a building and killing people because they're black, arrest them. I'm the first one to tell you, arrest them. Shoot them. If they point a gun at you, police, shoot them. Those are bad people. There's like 12 of them in every town. But man, there's a lot of out-of-control black-on-black crime. Thousands. A lot of out-of-control black-on-police crime. They shoot cops all the time, people. White, black, orange, green, Asian. But the one time a white cop shoots a black person, three times a year it happens. Oh my God, it's racism. How about all the times cops are being shot at by black people and white people and Asian people and every other kind of people? Any liberal care about that? Any movement for that? Any Blue Lives Matter movement? No, that would be racist. There's a new war on domestic white terror. But there is no domestic white terror. You're in search of a crime that doesn't exist. Maybe you should study black-on-black crime, DOJ. Maybe Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, should study black-on-black crime. Maybe you should do something about that. Maybe you should do something about black-on-Asian crime. It's an overwhelming problem in America today. But instead, you're worried about white people, and you're searching for crimes that don't exist. And in the meantime, you're letting every piece of garbage around the world, criminal, MS-13, gangbanger, murderer, rapist, extortionist, you're letting the world scum into our country, and they're trying to arrest President Trump, a wonderful businessman, on trumped-up charges, excuse the pun, of tax fraud. What a lie. What a joke. Wow, is this country out of control? A war on domestic white terror. There is no domestic white terror. Except a false flag. You want to bet? They can't find it, so they'll make it up. They'll find somebody, and they'll accuse some crazy white person of killing people, and that's representative of all white people. Can you imagine if I said every black crime means all black people are criminals? Can you imagine if I said that? I'd be off the radio in 5 minutes. Probably 5 seconds. Just because there's lots of black on Asian, black on white, and black on black crime doesn't mean all black people are criminals. It means 98% are good people and 2% are committing crimes. And we got to go after that 2% and put them in prison, which would reduce the crime rate in this country. The bad guys should go to prison. But they're mostly terrorizing black people. It's blacks terrorizing blacks. You don't think the nice legal black people want you to go after the bad guys who happen to be black? Of course they do. They can't walk their own streets in these inner cities without being accosted or murdered or raped. Their daughters can't walk the streets without being raped. without being sold drugs, without turning their children into drug dealers. And yet you want to go after Trump as a criminal? For inflating, what I hear is inflating the value of a building? Are you out of your minds? This country's going to melt down. There will be revolution and civil war in the streets. You think you're going to arrest our guy? We know you stole the election. We know you're stealing the country. We know it's a communist takeover. Now you want to arrest Trump on trumped up charges of doing what every businessman in America does. Are you kidding me? After he didn't go after Hillary, big mistake, by the way. Should have taken all these people down. But instead, he let them go and it emboldened them. So now they want to take him down, even though he did nothing to them. Just incredible. But it wasn't just these announcements by Homeland Security. It was the speech by Biden himself yesterday announcing that white terrorism, white domestic terrorism, is the biggest threat in America, bigger than Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Insanity and combined with incredible lies and fake news. And when we get back, it's open season on Fauci. I'll tell you all about this fraud. This fraud Fauci, who may in fact, certainly is a liar, certainly scared this country to death, certainly ruined millions of small businesses. I don't know how you hold him account for that, but I sure would. But it's getting much worse, because he's like a Cuomo. Literally, his decisions murdered people. His decisions to fight hydroxychloroquine and to mask the world and lock down the world murdered and destroyed people's lives. Meanwhile, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin would have knocked COVID out immediately for a majority of people that were sick. And you refused to let them have it, and they died in hospitals, all because of Fauci's fraud. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wade Allyn. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things. Organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The country's on fire. The border's on fire. ICE is basically prohibited from doing their job. Criminals coming in all over this border. This porous open border. We're not a country anymore. It's an incredible situation. The crime in inner cities enveloping this country. Biden destroying all the rules that matter, and then they're going after Trump to put him in jail. They want to march him with leg irons on. They must be looking to provoke a civil war. It's incredible what's happening in this country, but there are a couple of ways around it. One, you heard me in the last hour talking about energized health, because you got to be healthy. If you want to fight this battle and win, we're going to have to be in the best fighting shape of our lives. And number two, it's buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. There is no choice. You've got to buy gold and silver, because the massive wave of inflation that's clearly coming, that everyone on Wall Street, every brilliant billionaire and every hedge funder, all these guys that manage billions of dollars or are worth billions of dollars or worth hundreds of millions of dollars or make hundreds of millions per year, even in many cases, all of them believe massive inflation is coming. And that's what you need gold and silver for. Any sort of an economic catastrophe, whether it be a gigantic collapse of the dollar, collapse of the stock market, by the way, collapse of Bitcoin. Bitcoin wasn't the answer. I like Bitcoin. But Bitcoin isn't the answer. Bitcoin's a little part of the equation, but Bitcoin crashed, and yet gold has had a great run in the last couple of months. Because people are starting to realize that you've got to own precious metals. Gas prices up dramatically, home prices up dramatically. commodity prices up dramatically, food prices up dramatically. Just saw an article that restaurants are increasing the menu bills by dramatic numbers because they can't pay for the food. And meat's going through the roof. Everything, meat, chicken, fish, vegetables, you name it, all going through the roof. Inflation, the number one killer, fixed income portfolios, inflation, number one killer of your standard of living, number one killer of your retirement, number one killer of your estate being left to your children. And that's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants to help you keep what's yours. For my listeners only, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right. Just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Emails show Anthony Fauci recommended canceling religious services, but approves campaign rallies and cruise ships just days later. Do you understand? Listen, Fauci's either a communist who tried to destroy the country on behalf of the Democrat Party and the Chinese Communist Party, or he's a traitor who literally used American taxpayer money to help develop the COVID bug, which killed so many people. Or he's the biggest idiot that ever lived and the biggest flip-flopper that ever lived. Maybe he's all the above. But he recommended canceling religious services on March 5th, 2020, but approved presidential campaign rallies and cruise ships for the healthy 4 days later. You should counsel the rabbi to cancel the services. Are the local city and state health departments doing any contract tracing? Fauci responded to Joshua Gordon, the director of the National Institute of Mental Health, who asked if services should be canceled. Should I counsel them to cancel service this weekend? I'm hoping you could spare a bit of time for this advice. And Fauci said yes. On March 9th, Fauci told the country it's perfectly safe for healthy Americans to take a cruise and to hold campaign rallies. No reason, if you want to go on a cruise ship, to not go on a cruise ship, he said. When asked if Trump should continue his campaign rallies, Fauci said, if you're talking about a campaign rally tomorrow in a place where there's no community spread, I think the judgment to have it might be good judgment. On January 18th, 2021, he was asked at a virtual town hall, when can we expect to go back to church? When will we be able to sing? When will we be able to do wind instruments? Fauci said the timeline largely depended on how quickly the U.S. population get the overwhelming proportion of our population, at least 70 to 80% vaccinated. But previously, Representative Jim Jordan, one of my heroes, by the way, asked Fauci if permitting BLM protests and riots while disallowing religious services is an error of inconsistency. It just, everything Fauci did made no sense. He was either looking to destroy our country and help the Democrat Party defeat Trump and help the Communist Party of China, or the guy is just a mixed-up, confused, wishy-washy flip-flopper and fraud. But he's no good either way. Bad man. Fauci, bad.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An appeals court has denied a request by a group of landlords to resume evictions that have been on hold for more than a year. In December, the CDC's eviction moratorium was struck down by a U.S. district judge, who then immediately put a hold on the ruling to allow the Biden administration time to appeal. The three-judge panel from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the landlord's appeal on Wednesday to lift the order on the previous ruling, saying in their decision that an appeal from the Department of Health and Human Services is likely to succeed. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way to know if they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, here's some good news that makes my day. Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Dr. Fauci's upcoming book has been scrubbed on profiting from the deadly COVID-19 pandemic. The book was pegged for a November release. As of Wednesday morning, the book's listing has been entirely scrubbed from Amazon. Interesting. This segment, by the way, is sponsored by the War Raw podcast. That's This War, Wayne Allen Root. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Podcast 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast. And then on weekends, I've got my weekend edition, Top 10 Casey Kasem version. Remember Casey Kasem, America's Top 40? I do the top 10 stories in America for conservatives, and I count them down. And you'll love it. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. How do you download it? At iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We've got our guest here, Darren Smith, Republican candidate for United States Congress in Wyoming, looking to oust Liz Cheney. I love it. Darren Smith, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Wayne. And I just have to tell your audience, you're a Jewish man, and I root for the Jews like other people root for the Packers or the Bears or the Broncos.
I root for the Jews, too, and I love the Jewish people, the most interesting people, high-energy people, great business people, great educated people, but the stupidest politics, I could say that, I'm a Jew, dumbest politics I've ever seen, self-destructive. Why does 75% of Jews vote Democrat when the Democrat Party is for the destruction of the Jews and the Jewish people in Israel? It makes no sense. They're voting against their own self-interest. It's idiotic, and I fight it every day, and I'm trying to win them over, and it's a tough crew, I'll tell you that. It's a tough crew. I'll always love the Jewish people because they're my people and it's coursing through my blood. But I can't tell you how much I pull my hair out over their political views, which are just wrong, just ridiculous. Darren, I see here you're a businessman, a lawyer, and a family man. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Simple as that. Running against Liz Cheney, who's the real Darren Smith?
Well, on top of that, I'm also a doting husband, a loving dad, a good neighbor, and I'm a MAGA patriot as well. I love this country, and I'm willing to die for it. And right now, we are at a crossroads. Our country really is at a tipping point, you could say an inflection point, and we need people to step up and take our nation back. I like to say, with resistance to tyranny, Wayne, is obedience to God. And right now, we're seeing all this tyranny. But in terms of my background, I've been successful at everything I've ever done. I built a successful investment business from 2000 to 2005. And then I had this question come up in my heart. What are you going to tell your kids in 20 years when the whole world is starting to unravel? You've made lots of money. So I sold that business. And then my wife and I, we went into the business of contending for the worldview of people in our state as well as in internationally.
Well, what does that mean, contending for the worldview? Tell me what that means.
Well, you know, there's only two, at the end of the day, there are two systems. There's either the belief that government is your source, or the belief that God is your source, or the God-given talents that you have are your source. And that's the battle, really. It's Marxism versus what we have in America, or good versus evil. That's what we're facing.
Well, you say Marxism versus what we have in America. I hate to tell you this, Darren. As of today, under Biden and Obama, I think we have Marxism in America. That it is a communist takeover of the United States going on in front of us. The open borders and the millions that they plan to let in are a total, complete end of the United States of America as we know it.
It absolutely is. They used to call it the slow march to Marxism. Forget that. No. They've taken over our school systems. They've taken over our government. You're absolutely right. The only thing that we can do, we can resist them. And in 2022, we've got to get a beachhead. It's kind of like the beaches of Normandy, Wayne. We've got to get a beachhead. We've got to storm the continent, right? And then we've got to run the table in 2024. There's just no two ways about it. And we're going
right, but how do you do that? But Darren, how do you do that if elections are rigged? That's what all of my, I'll say my constituents, my radio listeners, my fans are very skeptical and cynical and negative and worried. And they all want to know what's the point of all the work we put in for President Trump and the Republican Party if at the end of the day they've rigged certain states and you can't win. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know why they think it was rigged. I mean, they stopped the elections at the same time. They said they were going to start counting, and then we woke up. We were down significantly in every place where Biden had to win, right? Biden won right. half the counties that Obama won about, and he won, and he surged in only those places where he had to surge to win. So, on his face, I'm a licensed attorney. I could put a murderer on death row and with less circumstantial evidence than I could to prove that there was fraud in this election. No doubt.
Right,
about it.
I agree. I agree.
So how do you do that? Well, first of all, you've got to get people in Congress that can fight that. But right now, we just cannot let H.R. 1 pass, right? I mean, H.R. 1 basically legalizes every form of voter fraud that's out there, whether it's no right. ID, mail ballots, ballot harvesting. I don't know if your listeners know what that is.
Of course
but,
they do.
Soros, it's legal now to hire a bunch of kids from Berkeley, right? A bunch of Marxist card-carrying commies and have them walk through every trailer park, apartment complex, and old folks home in California, take those ballots, throw out the Republican ones, or fill them out yourself and turn in the Democrat ones, right? I mean, they want to legalize that nationwide. So, yeah, that's a problem we have to. The only solution that we have is to have the Republican legislators in the legislatures that are in question. They have got to reform their laws. And then, you have the whole there's also some macro potential cheating, right? Some Dominion software stuff that has to be looked into. We have to have an audit.
Yeah, there was just so many things. I mean, I thought the single biggest poster boy, as it were, for the stolen election, other than five states conspiring at 1 o'clock in the morning East Coast time with Trump in the lead in all those states and Trump leading in the whole country, and they would have clinched the election for him. And at that moment, they all conspired to stop counting of the vote until the morning. And then when you woke up, they had counted the vote, even though they said they were stopping counting the vote. But the important thing was when they counted the vote, there were no Republican witnesses in the room. That's the real signature of this stolen election. Everywhere you look in the states that were won at the last minute by mail-in ballots, there was no voter ID, and there was nobody in the room to match signatures, and there was nobody in the room to witness how they were counting them or if they were bringing out false ballots. How do you allow this to go on?
The facts speak for themselves, right? I mean, that in on its face is fraud, Wayne. We still have
right.
We have yet to litigate this. We've yet to have a real court cases where the evidence has come forth. And that's why this audit in Arizona is so key. If the audit in Arizona, by the way, on January 6th, I was out there. And the reason I went out there was to protest for a free and fair election, because we knew we didn't know the extent of the fraud, but we knew that the election had so much fraud that it couldn't be accepted by most rational Americans. Right. So that's what we have to fix.
So tell us about January 6th, by the way, when you say, was it an insurrection? What did you see around you on January 6th, and why were you there?
Well, I was there to witness history, because I knew that it was going to be maybe the most important decision in U.S. history, at least in my lifetime. So we went, and we got to the front of the Capitol. And by the way, they were so concerned about security, they put bike racks around the building, right, which was no – There were no real barriers at all. But we were there all day from like 8 o'clock in the morning until things went south. And the people there, they were singing God Bless America, the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a group of gray-headed ladies that had a prayer group that was near us. It was just real peaceful. And about 20 minutes before things went crazy, maybe 15, 20 minutes, there was a group of rabble rousers that kind of fought their way up to the center front, and they had some looked like mallets or something, and they were pounding on the bike racks. And but what was interesting is they kind of got into it with the Capitol Police, but the Capitol Police didn't hardly give them any resistance at all. And then it looked like those barriers were about to go, and so I jerked the bullhorn away from this guy. I didn't even know him. I just grabbed it. And I started chanting Back the Blue, and hundreds of people joined in to chant Back the Blue with me. And we saw the crowd kind of freeze, And then I look back and I see the Capitol Police. They're breaking the barriers and letting people in, right? And
so that makes no sense.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it makes no sense at all. You, me, and six other people with bear spray could have held that line better than 100 Capitol Police in the front. I know that.
Because they wanted to destroy our reputation. They planned to let us in. So clear. Listen, in the time we have left, which is not a lot, I just want to know, how are you going to beat Liz Cheney? What's the plan and what does it look like?
Well, here's the deal. So we ran in 2016. It was my wife, myself, the Republican platform, and God. We didn't know what we were doing, Wayne. We just, we took a slingshot to a machine gun fight. And, elections are now, they're bought. Basically, whoever spends the most money wins. And if you got rich in politics, you're a crook. And Liz Cheney has spent $8 million to keep her seat. And what we're going to do is this time, we raised more money first day of our campaign than we spent in 2016. We're blowing and going. We have a great launch. You can go to our website, MrSmithGoesToWashington.com. Every dollar counts. Join us. Join the movement. Let's take this country back.
Mr. Smith goes to Washington.com, the website of Darren Smith running against Liz Cheney. He came very close to beating her last time when he had no idea what he was doing. He was a rookie. He didn't raise very much money, and it was a very close race. And so there is a good shot he could beat her this time. I would say a very good shot. Contribute. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.com. Darren Smith, we wish you all the luck in the world. Let's have you back right before the primary, so I can urge people to go out and vote for Darren Smith. Thank you, Darren.
My privilege. I'm humbled to be here. Thank you, Wayne.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Track Grabber. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. So, good news, Fauci's upcoming book scrubbed on Amazon, Barnes & Noble amid the backlash. Been a bad day for Fauci, let me tell you. White House coronavirus advisor Long, you know, this guy's the new Cuomo. He's the new killer Cuomo. Everyone thought Cuomo was such a hero and they gave him a book deal, and in reality, he was the one that sent people to their deaths. Horrible person, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. Horrible. No one should have ever given a book deal or an Emmy or anything else. Why doesn't he go to prison if he's a Republican? He goes to prison for murder. But when you're a Democrat, they give you book deals. Multi-million-dollar book deals. And the same thing with Fauci. He's the new Cuomo. Fauci's the new Cuomo. Everyone thought he was great. He fooled everyone. Not me. Not most of you, I'll bet. Never liked him. Never understood why Trump listened to a thing he said. Lifelong big government, deep state, D.C. swamp Democrat. Never had Trump's best interests in mind. Never had the country's best interests in mind. He just wanted to elect Democrats. And now he's got a new big book coming out. The book, Expect the Unexpected. Oh, because he's such a great... His reactions, he's got cat-like reactions to problems. He knows how to solve every problem. Sure, you're a government bureaucrat. Your check keeps coming. You starve everybody else. You close all their businesses. And you kill all their jobs. Oh, what a great cat-like reaction he had. His book's called Expect the Unexpected, pegged for a November release. According to its Amazon listing, as of Wednesday morning, the book's listing had been entirely scrubbed from Amazon. A cached version of the listing still displayed the book's promotional description and pre-order status. A cached website also shows the book's listing on Barnes & Noble's website, though by Wednesday morning, that listing was no longer there. The book still appeared to be available for pre-order on some lesser-known vendors, such as Booktopia. The scrubbing of the book comes after backlash from critics who accused Fauci of profiting off the deadly pandemic, just like Cuomo. Among those criticizing Fauci is Fox News contributor Joe Concha, who compared him to New York Democrat Governor Cuomo, signing a seven-figure book deal about his efforts during the pandemic, which resulted in a high number of deaths among his assisted living residents. Right. If you look at the numbers again, you had Cuomo profiting off a pandemic, a government official, now we have Fauci doing it. But just mentioned to everybody, he's profiting off it, Cuomo, while he led to the death of all those people. And while I'm not one to accuse politicians of murder, the fact is, if he's a Republican, he gets accused of murder. Democrats, I'm on trial right now for murder. Forget accused. Any Republican that sent all these people to their death, these innocent old people, these vulnerable old people, would be in jail now, waiting trial, and be a pariah. But if you're Cuomo, everything's okay. And it's the same thing with Fauci. Bad dude, man. All bad advice for the American people. Daily Caller, write a great price, slam Fauci for publishing a book and becoming the highest paid federal government employee while you lost your business and had your kids out of school for a year. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Just the News on Wednesday, Fauci likely got paid more than Andrew Cuomo for his book. See, here's the thing. When you're a conservative like Wayne Root, they give you like $25,000 book advance. When you're a liberal, they give you millions and millions of dollars. And keep in mind, I've written many, many bestsellers, including the number one book in America in 2013, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. It was number one among all hardcover political books the week it came out, number one in America, bestseller. And then for the year, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's I've got the news somewhere on my desktop. I saw it the other day. For the year, I think I was number six for the year of all political hardcover books. Top ten for the year. Nobody offered me any $100,000 advance, let alone $1 million advance, let alone multi-million-dollar advance. But when you're a Anthony Scaramucci and you turn on the president, when you are a Anthony Fauci and you ruined the country, when you're an Andrew Cuomo and you ruined the state and killed old people, who knows how many hundreds of thousands of Fauci's bad moves killed, you get multi-million dollar deals. The cached listings, and that means, you know, things that aren't there anymore, but they still remain. There's still some traces left. They describe Fauci's book as offering inspiration on Fauci's unique perspective on leadership, just like Cuomo. Expecting the unexpected and finding joy in difficult times. Wow. Amazing. The book listing also said the book will offer readers inspiring words of wisdom centered around life lessons compiled from hours of interviews offering a concrete path to a bright and hopeful future. What a joke. What they should have asked Fauci is, how do you live with yourself? How many people did you kill? How many people's lives did you destroy with the lockdowns? How many people do you claim are going to die, and you based it all on false numbers? Why'd you base it on the Imperial College of England that's wrong about every prediction they've ever made by a factor of 10 to 1, 100 to 1? Everything they ever say is an hysterical exaggeration. Come on, Fauci, why would you base it on that? And why did you keep getting your check? Why didn't you turn your check down? Well, you put everyone else out of business. And how many times did you say masks don't work? And then you came back and said, you got to wear a mask. You're going to die. And how about the injection, the vaccine, the experimental jab? Boy, in the long run, he's going to be proven the worst monster over that than anything else. I told you about it yesterday. I'll tell you more when we get back. The experimental vaccine is a disaster waiting to happen.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.